ABC Radio Australia.
News companies across the Pacific have found themselves unexpectedly caught up in Facebook's snap decision to ban news content in Australia. The sudden change came in last Thursday morning when Australians found they could not post, share or access news through the social media site. But as well as blocking Australian news content from being shared around the Pacific, the ban also means that most Pacific news stories can't be shared in Australia. As Marion Farr reports, that's become a major concern for Pacific news organisations who fear they could lose advertising revenue as a result.
In the news tonight, TC Yasa intensifies...
When tropical cyclone Yasa hit Fiji in December last year, Amalina Nevaluanga wanted to know exactly what was happening on the ground.
Fijians warned of destructive winds by Friday.
I went into Facebook and I tried to access all the websites from all the news companies back home.
Although she lives in Australia, social media allowed Ms. Nevaluanga to keep up to date as the natural disaster hit.
I wanted to read all the news as well as look at the photos.
Facebook has been the number one place where Ms. Nevaluanga gets all her news and information about Fiji. But now she's unable to post, share or see any Fijian news on Facebook.
I think the Facebook ban will greatly affect us because through Facebook we are able to relate to our families and friends back home through reading news.
On Thursday last week, Facebook implemented sudden changes in response to the Australian government's plans that will force it to pay news organisations for the journalism that appears in people's feeds. Facebook's move means content from Australian news companies can't be shared on its website, but Pacific news also can't be viewed or posted by Facebook users in Australia. That was a big surprise for Tasmanian resident Arthur Smedley, who lived and worked in Papua New Guinea for 30 years.
I went to Facebook to look at three news organisations, the two main daily newspapers, the National and the Post Courier, and also the television station MTV. And all of them have been blocked by Facebook.
He says Facebook made it easy to keep up to date with things happening in PNG.
Something would pop up on Facebook to alert me to something that's happening rather than me go searching to find out what the latest news is.
News organisations across the Pacific are also worried about how the ban will impact their ability to reach audiences abroad. Sheena Hughes is the boss of PNG's oldest television network, MTV.
You know, we have lots of Papua New Guineans that reside in Australia. So obviously them not having access to what's going on at home is a bit of a concern for us.
It's a view shared by Indra Singh, manager for news and sport at the Fijian Broadcasting Corporation. He says Australian users make up a huge chunk of the company's international audience.
Because we've got the screen in the newsroom which tells us how many people from which country are online at any point in time, and believe me, after Fiji, it's always between Australia and New Zealand, who are our closest allies. So it's in the top three of any Facebook viewing that we have, particularly because of the number of Fijians who stay in Australia.
While Facebook isn't the only way of distributing news, Mr. Singh says the platform has played a huge role in getting stories from Fiji to an Australian audience.
So that means the traffic goes down, and that means then it starts affecting our ability to convince advertisers and to convince people to advertise because we've got the greatest numbers, etc. So, it does all interlink, and it does and will have an impact on us.
Under the Australian government's proposed bargaining code, Facebook would be forced to pay news companies money when people post, share and display news stories on the social media platform. The code is not actually law yet, but it is expected to pass the Senate this week. The Australian government has been negotiating with the social media giant to resolve the issue. Sheena Hughes from MTV says she hopes that will happen soon.
We do hope that the Australian government and Facebook do come to some sort of agreement